much water.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the problem in much of California, especially Montecito.
It just sounded like an explosion. It sounded like the entire mountain was coming down.
He is describing a mudslide in Studio City.
You have basically 34 million people under a flood watch. 90% of the state.
Fox's William Lajeunesse is in Los Angeles, where it poured rain with more forecast.
Last night was as hard as I've ever seen it. You move up the coast of Santa Barbara, you mentioned Montecito, right? They are under evacuation orders. They have very steep terrain there, so you're getting a lot of mudslides, a lot of rock slides in the canyons, again, as I came up to the 101 today. You go up to the central coast, more flooding there. A woman tried to cross at these washed out roads. She was rescued but lost her 5-year-old child, who was swept away in the water.
The storms are blamed for at least 14 deaths in California. President Biden is in Mexico for day two of a summit. Illegal immigration on the agenda.
Finalizing and implementing the plan to address root causes, announcing an app to give migrants information on legal pathways, countering discrimination by, quote, balancing public narratives on migrants and refugees, and as far as drugs go, the plan is to resume the dialogue to improve cooperation against labor and sexual trafficking, and strengthen public health approaches to substance use.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Mexico City. At the summit yesterday, the president ignored questions about classified documents found in a Washington think tank office he used for a few years after he was vice president and before he was elected in 2020, prompting Republican Congressman Michael Waltz to ask,
how long have they been sitting around? Who had access all of this time? How many people had access?
The White House says Biden attorneys found the documents November 2nd, and they were handed over to the National Archives. Former President Trump asked on social media if the FBI will raid Biden's homes in the White House, referencing the FBI seizing classified materials from his Florida resort. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republicans have passed their first bill in the new Congress. It would repeal funding approved last year for the IRS to hire up to 87,000 new agents and employees. GOP Congressman Adrian Smith says,
it's about empowering taxpayers who are trying to just do the right thing in paying their taxes without having to face more and more IRS resources.
But this bill is likely going nowhere in the Democrat-led Senate. Now, two House Democrats have filed a complaint with the House Ethics Committee calling for an investigation into GOP Congressman George Santos, who admits that before he was elected in New York, he had lied numerous times about his past, from his employment history to his education as well. President Biden's plan to let millions of Americans with student loan debt wipe out $10,000 to $20,000 in federal loans remains blocked in court. Now something new.
The Biden administration is trying to reduce the cost of federal student loan payments, specifically targeting low and middle income borrowers. The regulations rolled out by the Department of Education include capping payments for undergraduate loans at 5% of borrowers' pay and requires payments only for those who earn more than $30,000 a year. The proposal would also remove all remaining debt after 10 years for those who took out loans of $12,000 or less. Critics say the plan is an unfair handout and worry about the price.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A recall reissued of big interest to parents who have babies.
Fisher-Price originally recalled its Rock and Play infant sleepers in April of 2019 after 30 infants' deaths were linked to the small bassinets, which feature a netted resting surface suspended by bars that rock on the floor. But the devices have still been in use, and now the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission links at least 100 deaths to the Rock and Play, Infants can turn onto their sides or stomachs while in the sleeper and smother themselves.
That's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.